How is the ideal of education for you? Purpose of education, teaching methods, etc. That was the 17th question I was asked in a research project on the spiritual traditions. How is the ideal of education for you? Well, it depends what you mean by education. Of course, in a traditional sense, education means the training of the students. And as I said in one of the first questions, you have an intellectual education. It is important that young people develop their intellect and have a broad understanding. This helps also to hopefully to prevent from violence and from prejudices and so on. A broad intellectual education will give a feeling of connectedness towards all other human beings and gives a feeling of the vastness of the cosmos. Then you have the art train education. So you learn the arts, you learn some music, some painting, some dancing and so on, and literature, poetry. All that is an important part of culture. And then you have the physical education, sports and so on. And you have the professional education so that you can afterwards earn your livelihood. And the fifth part is the spiritual education. So what is the purpose of education? Purpose is, of course, developing of all the whole potential. Purpose is that the student becomes a member of society, that he or she will become a good member of a democratic society, that he or she will not fall prey to some dictator, to some charismatic leader, that he or she can think for him or herself, that he or she finds a deep meaning in life and is able to become part of society, that he or she will learn to appreciate himself, herself, will learn to appreciate others. So in that way is some part of education. Of course, spiritual education has the goal of God realization. And at the same time, making you an ethical person, who will have ahimsa, non-violence, satya, truthfulness, asteya, non-stealing, brahmacharya, avoiding of sexual misconduct, and aparigraha, meaning non-covetousness, or also one is not... I'm just looking for a word in German, you say Unbestechlichkeit. So basically that you don't take money to give others a favor. Don't get the word right now. So spiritual education will make you an ethical being as well as a compassionate being, a being which will help you to help others, which is engaged in service towards others. And a spiritual being is also one who helps for the ecology of the planet. So education is also ethical, ideological, social, democratic, and also helpful in all contexts.